Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, my co-host Tracy Mahan, and we have our special, special guest, Suzanne Spooner. Yay!
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here, Suzanne.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you so much for asking me.
Absolutely. We're doing this new series right now with where we really showcase, that's the word. Anybody else having issues with words and memory and all that good stuff? We're showcasing all the level 3 practitioners. We've had so many new ones come in, and Suzanne, you're one of the original group.
I'm the oldie.
Suzanne's the reason the rest of us make it.
Yeah, you're the one in there helping everybody get through. It's like, come on, guys, we need more. And so that's, I know you've been on the show several times before, but it has been a while.
It has.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things have gotten away from me as far as like, cause all the traveling and the classes. And so, I mean, I've been missing people, and that's where Tracy was like, how about we just send out an invite to everybody and get everybody back on?
So, that's awesome. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So
needs to happen.
Well, see, that's the only way I'm going to be organized and actually have things planned is if someone else does it for me.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
I'll do my parade wave. You're welcome. Yeah. It's been fun. I've gotten to talk to everybody this way, and it's been a lot of fun. And even you and I kind of chatted about, oh, what are we going to talk about? And that was fun for me. I love this stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what was the discussion? What did you decide?
Oh, well, I think we should surprise her.
Oh, okay. I'll just roll with it, whatever you guys go with. I mean, this is what I do every week.
Right. You just show up, and it's good.
I do. So, but definitely, Suzanne, for those that maybe have not seen the show before and don't know you, can you give us a brief, I mean, whatever, however you want it to be, it can be brief or long or whatever, a little bit of your story. I always love to hear everybody's stories, and we can never hear it enough. And you have a wonderful one. And so it's like your journey and how you got here and then now where you are helping everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. It's been an amazing journey. I'd love to share it. So I saw Dolores on YouTube, just like everybody else seems to, about a year before I was ready for Dolores. Yeah. She popped up, you know, I don't know, you know, what I was looking at. And what endeared me to her instantly was that she reminded me of my grandma, which many people can relate to her, you know, moms and grandmas. Dolores just had that universal, safe feel to her. But in that very first experience where I was watching her, she was talking about ETs. And at that point in the game, I just wasn't quite there yet. And I thought, well, that's really odd, but, you know, what a nice older lady. And I probably put the screen down and walked away for about a year. And then I saw an interview with Lilu Mace.
Yes.
And they were doing a talk about one of the Convoluted Universe books. Now that I could get. And I was very into the topics that she was discussing, very mind-bending scenarios. Mm-hmm. So from that interview, I did what I think a lot of the public does. I looked at her website. I started to order a book or two in. Then I saw, oh my gosh, you know, you could ask to have a session with her. So I did that. I signed up. And as I delved a little bit farther into the website, I saw that she was teaching classes. And I thought, holy moly, I really, really want to learn from this lady. Mm-hmm. And so I signed up for the very next class. I had a few months to go until that class came, so I just started reading the books. Her very first book came, and at that time I was how should we call this? My 3D job was being a real estate agent. And so I was sitting at my neighbor's open house, and nobody was coming. But I had my Convoluted Universe book 3. I would never start at 1. That would make too much sense. So I started at 3. And I opened that book up and I just started reading the introduction and I just started vibrating. Like, oh my gosh, like this is what I have to know more about. And that's what got me to sign up for the class. So I kind of went in a roundabout fashion there. So I went to the class. I had never thought about doing hypnosis before. But I thought, you know, let's just see what this is all about. Mostly I just wanted to see what Dolores was about because she just really intrigued me, her knowledge and her books and what I was finding out about her. And that class was the best. It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. And I just, you know, I think like most of the people that sit in her classes just thought, you know, for sure you can do this for real. You know, I don't know. I mean, Dolores can do it. I don't know if I can do it. And we had that class and we had, I think we were the second class at the time, this was back in 2012, that they had practice days. So we actually got to go practice doing a session during the next to the last day of the class. And then we came back and we were, you know, everybody was talking with Dolores about what happened in their sessions and getting advice. And I was all psyched up. I was so excited to be doing my practice session. We were in groups of three and I thought I had this down. This is going to go so easy. And it was a little challenging. And I'm saying that it was really challenging. I was a little flabbergasted that it didn't go like I thought it was going to go. And so I walked into that last day of class thinking, holy moly, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe, you know, I did the big, I think I bombed at this. And it was such a great gift to be back together in that last day and hear everybody's experiences because there were others that had challenges like I did. Mm-hmm. And there were others that didn't. And that gave me such hope because they were brand new too. And if they could do it, I could do it. And I wasn't going to give up. And what I know in hindsight now, after doing this for so long, is still to this day, that session that seemed so much like this, my very first session, I have learned so much from it, you know, and that's hard because you want to have these sessions like Dolores right off the bat, and so many do. But even that really challenging session, oh my gosh, it taught me so much. So that's a little perspective on that. I went home. I started doing sessions. My second session was mind-blowing. You know about that one, yes. Julia. Our good friend Susan Thomas volunteered to be my guinea pig when I got home.
Don't you love the guinea pigs?
I love the guinea pigs. They are the best. Susan's just amazing. And she's become a practitioner since then. But In you know, I came back and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, maybe I can't do this, but let me try. And Susan's so sweet, she'll let me. And she went in like that, and she was this young man in ancient Egypt named Hersum who had the ability to meld his energy into the paw of the Sphinx. And from there, he knew he took me on a journey inside the Sphinx. Where there were secret rooms, and the secret rooms had secret vases in them, and each vase, there's, I think, seven of them, he could access at different times in his life, and we were able to access, I think, two of them in that first session, and he was able to tell me what was on the papyrus. Oh my gosh, you know, and my jaw was just dropping, and I couldn't believe, oh my gosh, this really works, and oh my gosh, and I was so amazed by the results of her session, I stopped myself, but I really was going to call the office just to let Dolores know that this really works.
Nice of you.
She would have liked it.
I know. I'm sure she would have appreciated that. A little vote of confidence.
You're on the right track.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So I kept doing a lot of sessions and I was active in our community and went right away as fast as I could to the very next level two class. And that was amazing and wonderful. From there, some lucky things fell into place, and I was able to start assisting Julia and Dolores. And that was just a blast because I'm this eternal student. And so I got to sit in the back of the classroom and listen to her, you know, say some of the same things again. But because I was in a different place with my levels of experience, I would hear it differently and new. And to this day, you know, when Julia and I are sitting in class and we're watching Dolores up on the stage, I'll look at Julia and say, oh my God, I've not heard her say that before, but I've probably heard it, you know, 30 times now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The eternal teacher. Mm-hmm. And then not long or so after that, Dolores was having this very prolonged wait list. I was still on it, I think, at that point. But she wanted to really just concentrate on the people that were most ill. And she had this huge list. So a few of us were picked to help take that load off of her. And do you want me to tell that or?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
You can't leave us hanging.
Well, okay.
No. Tell it.
This is where I always like, okay, I can totally laugh at myself because this I was bad. So the few of us that got invited to do this, what would you call it? Like a evaluation with Dolores and Julia. I'm going to say, I think we were all feeling pretty confident that.
Yeah, and we were too. We were like, this is what we took you. We're like, they're going to go right through. We're going to be able to get them approved and we can start referring people to them.
Right. You guys wanted to make sure that we were doing our sessions just like Dolores taught us so that, you know, because you didn't want to be referring people, you know, unless they were. And so everybody had this great expectation and we had to send in videos of an actual session for them to review. And so we're like, sure, no problem. We got this. Sent it in. Didn't hear a word from them. We all get down to Arkansas to do this class with Dolores. And Dolores and Julia walk in, and they just look at us like, oh, my God. And we're like, what?
Can you reenact that, Julia?
I think she's embellishing now.
I don't know.
No, the looks on their faces was like, oh my God, the losers we picked. You were a little more polite, a lot more polite than that. But the point was, we thought we were all doing everything right and doing it just the way Dolores taught us. And what we found out at the end of this, we all watched everybody's videos. It was so eye-opening. And all of us had gotten completely off track. And it was amazing to hear because, you know, nobody wanted, you know, to be critiqued by Dolores Cannon is a pretty big deal. And, you know, it was both this combination of feeling like, wow, this is so special. You know, I'm going to learn so much from Dolores and her suggestions and Julia. And equally, it was like, nauseatingly scary.
I'm like, uh-huh.
So she did the first one.
Has it changed any, Tracy? Does this sound like your experience?
Yeah. Twinsies.
Because you really do think you're doing everything the way you were taught. It's so easy to get off track and not realize. I mean, you're not trying to do it in most cases. It was really eye-opening. And I was the third person to get evaluated, and I was sitting kind of close to Dolores, and so I could see her notes for each one. And the first one she brings up, and he's got about a half page of notes, and I'm thinking, oh boy, he's got a lot to work on. Too bad for him. And we get through his, and we do the second one, and Dolores takes her notes out for that one, and it's a whole page. And I'm like, whoa, this person's really bad. That's too bad for her. And then we get to mine, and Dolores takes the notebook out, and there's a whole page. And I'm like, oh. And then she does this. And there's a page and a half of stuff I suck at. I won I went to like, you know, have a little pity party, but you had to suck it up, you know, and, you know, it was amazing because the things that they were pointing out, you know, this is such loving credit to Julia and to Dolores. The things that they were pointing out for the most part were very small things, you know, just little inflections of the voice, a little bit different way of asking a question, understanding that this had occurred, not that. And, you know, part of me was going, my gosh, they're really picky. I didn't quite get it. And I, you know, and my little feelings were hurt too. So there was that. But the funny part of that was my list was so flipping long that poor Dolores had to take a restroom break in it. Which I was kind of good bad with, you know, because, you know, I needed to kind of get in a group a little. And so I happened to be walking out of the restroom while sweet Dolores is walking in, and I stopped her and I said, Dolores, I really, 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 really want to thank you for all of the suggestions you're giving me, because I know that they're going to make me a better practitioner. And she was so sweet, and she takes my hands and she pats my hand. And she goes, good, honey. I hope you don't know, or hope you don't think that I'm being, you know, mean. And I kind of want to say, yeah, kind of a little bit. I did. I kept that inside. I said, no, no, no. No, no, no. This is all good. This is going to make me a better practitioner. This is good. And she's so sweet. And she's just patting my hand and looking down. And she says, okay, good. Because there's a lot more coming for you. Okay, Dolores.
You're ready.
I'll meet you over there. Take your time.
Oh my gosh.
But the beauty of that was when I got home and I got over myself and I really started making those corrections, holy moly, my sessions got so much better. They went from, I say this in class a lot, I didn't realize I did this until after this experience. I used to drive to my office to give a session praying, please, dear God, please, please, please let the client go under. Please, please, please let them reach their subconscious. Please let them get all their answers. Please let this be an easy session.
And there's negotiating going on there too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Clean out my closet. Just give me an easy session.
I'll donate bigger this week. I'll be nice to the animals.
Yes, I will. I'll attempt to cook dinner. You know, I'll do anything. Just give me a snowball, please, a snowball. And after I had been back from that experience and I had, you know, worked with those suggestions and really turned myself around with how my process was, I realized I was driving to work not doing that. I was like, I was just excited. I just couldn't wait to get there and let's just do this and let's see where they go and that's going to be great. And I had no concern. And it was a real tipping point to my sessions where I knew they were going to go as great as they possibly could. I knew what to do in all these myriad of different situations. And it took that experience in order for me to understand it. It was huge. And that's why, you know, to this day, you know, I look at my schedule and see, you know, who's coming in and I'm like, oh man, when I get down to my office, I'm like, I cannot wait for them to walk in the door because I want to know who they are and here's where we're going to go. And I wonder what they're going to do and wonder what their questions are. And it's just, it's a thrill to do a session.
Yeah, so you have the most wonderful, the most fantastic sessions. And you're always afterwards and guess what happened today? Guess what happened today? And it's like, you're always saying, we have the best jobs in the whole wide world.
We do. Yeah. I mean, you just never, ever know where they're going to go or what their life story is. And, you know, and it's a gift to be able to sit non-judgmentally and compassionately and listen to somebody tell you their life story. And oh my goodness, everybody has a remarkable life story. And you know, it's just amazing. And just to take that knowledge, look at their list of questions and really understand what it is that they want to know deeper about themselves and then start with the actual hypnosis and get them on the journey and seeing where their beautiful subconscious is picked for them to go explore, and then that deep connection directly to the subconscious to find these deep, deep answers to their questions and their healing. I mean, it is the best job in the universe says.
Oh, yes, yes. Even grander.
Yeah, so I guess that was long. Sorry, that was the long version.
No, that's
a beautiful perfect version.
So I was opening it for you to tell however much of it you wanted to.
Yeah, and I'm watching the chat rooms over here. Everyone's saying hi and waving and sending hearts. And so I just want to let you know that. And some of these are practitioners all over the world. So just waving back to all of you guys. Thank you for joining us. And being part of the show.
Yay! Yeah. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here.
Yeah. It's fun to get to see who shows up. You know, before we were doing the live on Facebook, we just had to assume someone was listening. But now we know.
We're assuming and hoping.
Julia, you don't have to do this or this anymore. Like, there's an end to that, no more.
Julie and I would do it. It'd be just like two girlfriends having a video call.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Usually we hear about it in classes. We just saw somebody says something about the show. It's like, oh, you listen? Somebody listening. Yay. We're just all having a good time.
Yeah, we have lots of listeners tonight. So thank you everyone for joining us live. I love that. Yes. So yeah, Suzanne, we were talking about one of your sessions where you have some future talk to talk to us about.
So this is like a very convoluted series of sessions. So this actually, I've done, I think, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 sessions with this individual. So let me set the stage a little bit here. So this client came to me several years ago, mostly for health issues. And I think he sent his girlfriend in first to make sure that it was an okay experience.
Test the waters.
I don't know. Anyways, his very sweet partner, Ella, came to have a session first. Amazing session, by the way. I think she was, I'm trying to remember. It was Atlantis. She was an engineer in Atlantis and had really detailed information about some of the, I guess you'd call it machinery or mechanisms that they used, I think, for energy. Gosh, that was a long time ago. But anyway, so Ella came and did her session. And then I guess Phil decided I was okay enough to, he was going to do it. So he comes in and we're talking about what's going on with him, you know, just normal. And so this was so interesting. So I'm taking him like we always do. You assume they're going to go to a past life. That's where most people go, not always, but most. And we're in a scientific lab. Who I'm speaking with there is the scientist. So, you know, in my head, I'm thinking this is Phil in a past life. And after a lot of conversation back and forth, what we discover is this is not a past life of Phil. This is a member of Phil's soul group.
Oh, nice.
And it's not in the past, it's in the future. So the scientist is working on a planet that he calls M1. M1 is, he calls it a terrestrial object, not a planet. And they do scientific experiments there for free energy. Hmm. We find out as we go on that his home planet is called Kylox. And I love it when they do this, when they like, they make the, you know, their eyes are closed, but they make these faces like, duh, Suzanne, don't you know this? I asked him, well, how do you get from M1 to Kylox? And he's like, duh, you use the Mott. And I'm like,
well, of course.
Yeah.
The Mott? What's the Mott? And he, you know, his eyes are closed. He's like, the Ministry of Transportation.
Oh.
Like,
of course.
course it is. Yes, yes, yes. So we have a conversation about what it's like to be back on Kylox, and he has a family, and, you know, and we, you know, at some point we're, you know, something was said that made me think this wasn't a past life, or, you know, this wasn't Phil's life. And he says, no, I'm a member of a soul group. And I said, do you know Phil? And it was really funny. He's like, yeah, I've heard of him. Like, he likes to go to Earth, and like, why?
They're probably all slapping their foreheads. Like,
it was so interesting.
Laws.
Right. So, okay. So, I mean, so that's just like, you know, wrap your head around that a little bit. There's so much more to that session, but, then, you know, we finish up and we go on to what we would call the high self, the subconscious, but no, it's not. It's called the collective. And, you know, we get this sometimes. There'll be collectives or councils that come through and, you know, you're going to do the questions, answer the questions. And so I get this collective. They are quite the personality. They can be jovial, but they're pretty much down to business. I mean, it is like sitting in a pretty intense business meeting with them. You have to be ready for this experience with them. So we start, they are just like, so much information is coming through. I don't even think I got through all of his questions, because each answer was, you know, 20 minutes long. It was amazing. So since then, and since doing a few more sessions with them, Ella, the partner, became a practitioner. Okay. So that they could continue doing sessions together. They live out of state. It's not real easy for them to get to where I am. And so as we were building this friendship, one thing that we decided would be kind of cool, and they were totally open to doing it, was creating a website where they could put their transcribed sessions up, because these topics are just amazing. So broad what they talk about. So they created that. And over the years, you know, if it's been sessions I've done with Phil or that Ella's done with Phil, they've put a lot of those sessions up. I think there's like 8 transcribed sessions up. And then this Wednesday, they did another one.
Oh,
and they just put that up. So that's what I want to talk about. It's some pretty mind-blowing information that Phil pulled through via the collective. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah. All ears. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, girls. Serious stuff here.
Yes.
Okay. So, and the sun is like going down in just weird places here in my bedroom. So I'm gonna keep trying to chase.
I love the shadows it's making on your wall behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's climate. It's a good room. Okay. So I'm gonna give a little background to this. To make sense, I'm only gonna read 3 paragraphs out of their current session. And then I'll give the information so people can go find it if they want to read more of it. In the very first session, I think he was talking to Charlie the scientist. By the way, their names, Charlie the scientist, Ella, and Phil, those are not their real names. We've changed this. They want their anonymity. And even Charlie's name is actually, it's a funky name. It's not an Earth name, but that's so you know that. So I mean, in my head, I keep catching myself so I don't say the wrong name. But so in that first session, I was speaking with Charlie, and he mentioned just, you know, blah blah blah, the fog weapons system. I'm like, fog weapons system. You know, I've not heard of that. Try Googling it. You won't. There's nothing. So I asked him, what is the fog weapon system? And so he says, so actually you can saturate an atmosphere with particles or with energy itself, depending on who is in charge and what they want to do with the surface and who is on the surface. So I think he's talking about beings not on Earth.
Okay.
That's my take on it. So they can saturate the atmosphere, and that does certain things. Not necessarily positive. He says that he studied about these systems when he was on Kylox. So the conversation goes on here, and I jump ahead, and we're talking about the councils. And I said, tell me more about what you know about the councils. And he laughs, and he says, they are extremely equipped. And he says, so what I mean by that is they can influence your planet at an energetic level. But with a fog weapons system, when that is utilized or deployed, like it is on your planet, there is almost nothing they can do with that. They can do except for continue to try to bombard the surface with their thoughts and beliefs. Now, this is where this gets really interesting. So they do that in an intense way. As far as I have heard, Earth is the only place where the council does this. And it's because we have this stuff over the planet, which makes it hard for the councils to communicate. Might be part of the reason why we have that memory loss. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Just a thought. Okay, so they do this in an intense way. Here's how the council tries to break through that. They will choose individuals to either be born or individuals that receive a bunch of information, like a big download. And a lot of the times, the individual doesn't know what to do with all that information. A lot of the times, they don't do anything with it. But that's the council trying to break the first phase of that fog weapon system. So you think about that. You know, we've talked about this a lot where, you know, one person will get the idea to do something. Mm-hmm. But somebody on the other side of the planet will have the same idea.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
Right? Or, you know, you're just sitting in your car and all of a sudden, oh my God, you totally know the cure for a disease.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything.
Right. So this is, that was, I guess, his explanation of one of the ways that can happen, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let me bring this up here so I can get a little closer to it. Okay. So this goes back to the session then that was done just this past Wednesday.
Okay.
So Ella asks in the session, she's talking directly to the council. We're not talking to Charlie. She says, so we'll start with what everybody on Earth is talking about right now, the coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus, whatever you want to call it. From your perspective, how would you describe what is going on? Okay, now he's going to talk in strange phrases, which is kind of cool, mm-hmm. because this is what we know happens in sessions. It's not mm-hmm. the client's way of speaking usually.
That's right. One of our confirmations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of the ways. I mean, it's really quite confirming for the client because they
like
know
who would do this.
Better. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go a little bit slow on this. Okay. So the answer is it's a weird nexus of many things. Opportunities and risks and losses and sacrifices. From our perspective, it has to do with light overtaking lesser light. Okay, that's kind of a nice way of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just go on here. But that doesn't have to do with the ones that are enacting this. This has to do with the people, to do with the people that are on Earth in mass. Okay, now here's the funny phrase. And I think they mean the people that are controlling things and not doing nice things. And the soured colored individuals.
Oh.
The soured colored individuals.
I like that phrase. Mm-hmm. Soured colored.
That's going to be our thing.
Yeah.
Colored people.
And the soured colored individuals are being trampled by those that really appreciate the opportunity to be on Earth, you know, in this life, and appreciate the opportunities and freedoms and liberties afforded to them in this life. So that is what's going to triumph. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
All right.
That's what we see is going to triumph in the end. It's not those that are. It's not those that are unadulterated. They're not altered by fear. They're not altered, but some external persuasion that's telling them to be controlled or allow themselves to be controlled. People are going to flourish and do what they want. And we see what We see that happening sooner than later in a lot of the Western countries of your earth, especially your country. It's not going to take hold, the idea of control. And that's the whole point of this virus, to test the waters, to see if you guys are up for the idea of being controlled in mass and allowing yourself to be preyed upon.
My whole body is buzzing.
Yeah.
I mean, which one do I look at? Because you're over there reacting.
It's not, you know, I mean, this is how his information comes. It's not flowery, you know, love and peace.
That's usually how it is. You know, when you're speaking to these high beings like that, it's the big deal. I mean, it's the real deal. This is how it is. There's no joke.
And it's like, you have to chew on this a little bit. You know, I've read through this 3 times today. The first time I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I like everything to be really nice.
But it is nice. It is nice.
It's a happy ending.
But this is what I'm seeing happen. And that's what's so cool, is because it's like, I felt this like, oh, in a few weeks ago, it's like, it's allowing people to now, I could feel that they're going to start shuffling and they're going to start shifting what they're doing. It's not, they're not going to be in this life of working a job that they don't like just because they have to. It's like they now have the opportunity. They're creating all of this now. And it's like, you have that option. And I could just feel that that's what's going to happen in this. Everybody's staying at home so long, it's making them regroup and rethink things.
Oh my gosh, on such a big level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Shall I continue?
Yes, yes. Oh, did I read your notes again?
No.
We'll see. We'll redo that.
We do. We read each other's minds well. Okay, so this is her very next question. And by the way, I just want to send a shout out to Sweet Ella. She asked phenomenal questions in this transcription. So,
and as we know, the questions are so valuable.
They're everything.
They are everything. If you're not asking the questions right, you will not get good answers. The questions determine the answers.
And even with a great subject here, like Phil, who, I mean, it's easy. It's a snowball because you just ask a little question and all this information pulls through. He's awesome. But, I mean, they're great. Great questions. Good job. Okay, then, so the next question is, from your perspective, is this something they've been working up to, meaning those that have been in control? And they said, yes, they've been working on this for many, many years because everything isn't going to their standard. They thought that you would all comply and thought that you would all submit so easily and quickly and on their terms. You guys are not going to do that. And it's not going to plan according to them. And this was just a test for an even worse scenario, but it was their way of testing the waters and establishing the foundations upon which they could go further and take away more of your allowances and opportunities, and to do that at will without any kind of criticism. Hmm. Okay, I mean, continue.
Do you have, this is good. This is really, really good because it's showing. See, we take your power back. Take it back. Don't just give it away freely and give it just, oh, well, they said so.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're having a lot less Kool-Aid drinkers on the planet, you know, thanks to all of this.
Yeah, and that's what this was. I think that's what it's saying. This is what this was testing.
Right.
This is where we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the last paragraph I'll share. Okay. This is a little bit farther down in their session, but it's really interesting. They want to put you online on purpose so that they separate you from reality. That's why they're all having you stay inside and connected to the internet so you feel like you're connected to the world. And you're talking to maybe your colleagues with telework or telehealth or something like that, but you're not really connected because it's not the same thing to connect over the internet versus connecting in real life.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree with that one.
The connections that people build in real life are different, as far as we can tell. They're fundamentally different. So they want to deprive you of that, and then they want to deprive you of even more than that, as far as we can tell. We encourage you. We see this as an extension of the fog weapons system. So there we go back to that mm-hmm. beginning explanation. And that it's whole
like foggy brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, huh? No.
Yeah. It just came in. Okay, never mind me.
Okay. Are you done, Juliet? No.
Carry on.
Okay, we encourage you. We see this as an extension of the fog weapon system and that whole entire control mechanism at work on your planet. It doesn't have anything to do with that beyond your planet, and they are trying to ramp up efforts as far as we can tell because they think the fog system is weakening. From our perspective, we do see that. We see them trying to strengthen it and bolster it with newer mechanisms and satellites. We see like a web. Mm. But all of our choices and questioning and researching and understanding is a deterrent to that.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. And I think, you know, and like this other mechanism, they said, you know, where the downloads and the, it's like coming to within, it's almost kind of going back like the waves and stuff. It's like getting information in this way from the inside and to come back out.
Well, and think about, you know, I mean, gosh, we've all had so much time to think, right? Because we're out of our ordinary. And, you know, I would guess that many millions of people on the planet, billions, have had more time to go within and, you know, be outside in nature and meditate. And that's the strength that they can't take away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I see that, I like to see myself as an observer of situations. I don't like to take sides generally. I like to observe things. But I have to say I've changed a lot in these weeks that we've been inside. And what I'm observing is that people are voicing opinions. And so, you know, when certain players are putting a post out or are interviewed on mainstream media, you know, I've been having kind of some fun looking at comments and seeing what, you know, the public is saying. And it's they're mad. They're voicing their opinions and they're not like, oh gosh, that's such great information. Thank you for protecting me.
Yeah. Well, I think they can see through it. They know better.
Yes. And this is what we've been hearing about in sessions forever. You know, that this is what this is about. Like, you guys are going to see some really deep, dark stuff. And this is going to blow your mind. And you have to stay in the light and you have to be way showers to help others because others won't know what to think of this. And it's, you know, and I even saw that, you know, on one of my dear friends from high school who, like, I think he like skirts around the outsides of what I do. You know, he's a little curious. We're not going to talk about
that. He just watches you.
Yeah, but he had a post up on Facebook that was like, hey, what's with this guy? Like, I don't think so. And I'm like, yes, yes.
Good.
Yeah. That is fun to watch that happen.
And it's like, and that's all any of us can ask of anyone. It's just look, just watch, think with your own head, think with your own mind, make your own.
Yeah.
Decisions, make your own thoughts, you know, don't just accept blindly. Real, ask the questions.
You know, Suzanne, you were saying it's now is so important for all of us to keep this energy high. And that seems to be the repeated message that I keep getting in all of this too, is this is what we all came here for. Mm-hmm. And we've all been told when it gets muddy, we're going to have to keep our vibrations up or do not fall for these things that are being shown to us. And I tell you, I get on the phone and people are like, oh, this is happening and this is happening. And this, and it's like, this is exactly what we all have to band together. Yeah. When I'm calling you doing this, you get me back up. When you call me, I'm going to get you back up. We got to stay up because this is what we're here for.
I was in my kitchen and like out of nowhere, I'm just like, I started like, I was almost giggly. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I feel really good, and this is all really good. This is going to be great. You know, it left after a while, but, like, it was, like, from out of nowhere. You know, I'm like, okay, this is going to be all right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that does come in waves, and that's fun too. And it was funny because somebody was telling me they didn't like getting on Facebook because of all the negative posts. And my Facebook, it's most of the people are light worker type people, and I'm like, what negative posts are they talking about? Because they're not on mine,
right?
Because we have, you know, we have this light worker community where people are being very positive and posting funny things and lighthearted things and encouraging things. And I was like, but I do have a family Facebook page that if I go over there, I'm like, oh, that's what they're talking about. I see. Yeah, not everything's so fluffy. Okay. But so it is true. You know, that goes back to you, Julia, where you're like, not my reality. This is what I'm putting in my world. And
yeah, not
this
my
is
world.
Coming back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do need to remember we're creating these things.
Absolutely. And that's becoming more and more evident. I mean, you know, before it was like, it was really like, what am I thinking here? What am I doing? And they kept telling me things like this. And it was like, this is like really out there. But now it is so obvious.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's easier to go that road because it's very clear.
Well, you know, and how perfect to create a situation where everybody has to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't go out and, or, you know, we don't go out like we used to. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, I remember thinking at the end of 2019, like, thank God that year's over.
Your clarity, this is going to be wonderful.
Yes. We didn't even get into 2020. And we're like, what the?
Exactly.
That's about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
wow, but we created this. You know,
we created this.
I mean, we want to do the, you know, he's a bad guy and that's a bad thing. But, you know, in the whole scheme of things, we all have created this. And what a brilliant mechanism for sudden rapid growth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, like what Tracy was saying, this is what we came here for. And we really forgot that one. I mean, we've been saying, oh, I'm here for something big. Hey guys, yeah.
What am I here for?
We're here. We're doing it now. So
welcome to the party.
Put on your big boy and girl pants and come on, let's go. We're here.
Yeah.
And I think that it's always, oh, it's out here. I'm still waiting for something. The event you're waiting for is
here. We're in it. Yeah, it's what we've been preparing for, and it's amazing. And so many people, this has been fun for me. So many people lately, you know, I've been on my awakening process for what, since I was 19 years old, so about 30 years now. And, you know, that's been the story for a lot of people. And lately I've been getting people, I'm talking to them and they're like, yeah, about a year ago, I went through my awakening, and it's like I have fast-tracked their way right up to where I'm at. They know as much, if not more, than what I've gone through in 30 years. And yeah. It's been a year for them. And it's
really
amazing.
That's a rough one when you do it that fast.
So. Yeah, well, it can be, but it's still so impressive. But that's the way it's going right now. For those who are waking up, they get to just fast-track and catch right up to it. Everything that we've all been playing in for years, but it's amazing how much energy they bring to it too. So I'm excited about that. What about you, Suzanne? You got all that.
Yeah,
you got further away.
You look very royal and regal.
Do I? Okay.
And the light shining right into the crown.
Two pillows behind me because I'm so short. Yeah.
Have you been experiencing people fast tracking their, just like their awakening and boom, they're like, so much is going on for them.
Yes. Yes. Actually, my middle son had the funniest story. He had this posse of four guys that were his friends all through high school. And, one of them, they're all so sweet, but one of them, so they're like 26 now. Austin and my son and I had been sharing videos, and he gets this easily. And so I was sharing the video. I think everybody has seen it by now or heard about it, of the two doctors, right?
Yes.
Just heard about
it. And YouTube keeps taking it down, and other people, you know, it's the stupidest cat and mouse game. I mean, good God. But anyways, Austin sent Patrick that video, and he says, Patrick's never thought about any of this stuff before. And he's like, he really gets it. And he's like, he's diving deep, you know, and, you know, I think that is happening. And, you know, the other thing to that too, is sometimes they wake up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there's a little bit of, you know, self-management that needs to be done there, because you start going down rabbit holes, and you've got to have some self-care and step back, you know, get assimilated back in, you know, and, you know, I try to balance it out.
It can be rough, you know, when it's happening really fast, is because you've got to, it can be.
It's a lot of information. It's a lot of belief systems to have to filter through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that can be pretty intense.
Well, you know, and then, you know, what else I'm seeing on Facebook with friends and comments is that, you know, there's people that are completely changing what their perspective was.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're seeing, you know, they saw it through this filter, and that filter was wrong, you know, and now they're kind of, well, wait, maybe there's something there to that, you know, one comment I was reading, not anyone I know, but this was her scenario. And she says, I'm kind of mourning that part of me that used to think everything was okay. It's like, yeah, I kind of have to. I mean, it's a big process for everybody, all of us to go through. And I think it's just really, really important that you're taking care of yourself and taking breaks and surrounding yourself with joy and love and compassion right now, because mm-hmm. we're in for a bit of a bumpy ride.
I think self-care is really huge right now. Loving self, feeling worthy is huge too. And a lot of people shifting that dynamic where they weren't feeling worthy before. And as we talk, they start understanding what a beautiful being of light that they really are. And then, well, why not me? And then it shifts and it's awesome.
Well, then when you take that filter a little bit more and like, oh my God, I picked this and I created this.
Exactly. Yeah. So powerful.
You know, and I think that's a big deal, is that, you know, I mean, you can get really judgy with scenarios that are being presented to us, or even in our own personal spheres. But, you know, I think it's a nice way to look at it, in that that's what that person needs to go through to learn what they need. Mm-hmm. And exactly. This is what I need to learn, and no judgment on them. Mm-hmm. They're just where they need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all going through our own stuff, and it's like, there's so many different paths. We're all going to the same place. We're just taking a lot of different scenic routes to get there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm over here again, glancing over at our mm-hmm. chats. There is a lot of beautiful, amazing, insightful posts going on over here. So I invite both of you to please, you know, find your way to those. One of them's in the official Dolores Cannon, and the other one is on the BBS radio. If you guys can take a chance afterwards and just skim through that, let everyone know you've seen it. But thank you, everyone. You guys are beautiful comments in here and following along with us. So, mm-hmm. and hello to everyone. So, yeah.
Yes,
I just like to bring them in once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I wish I could see it. I've fallen back into that old thing that we're just three friends hanging out and talking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are. Three friends with maybe 100 and some odd other friends.
that's awesome. It's so exciting to share this and have people comment and share their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, especially because we're all going through this, and so it's wonderful. We're all supporting each other. And so maybe by us sharing what we're going through, and, you know, that's helping them, but also you guys, you share what you're going through. That helps us. You know, we're all going through this, and everybody's having their own journey, but we're all, it's their own journey, but it's the same experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all doing this, and we're all growing and learning. Like you said, it was just this fast track learning. It's very fast paced.
Oh, time. Shall we even bring that up? I know we're at the hour, but oh my God, what's happening to time?
Oh,
and what time, it just doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, thanks to cell phone schedules, we don't have to keep track of it, right?
Keep track of it.
I mean, not the hour. It's hard to even know that, but the days.
I can keep track of that before. Now I'm just like.
I literally, and I know my friend's probably listening. She sent me a text that said TGIF last Thursday. it's Thursday. She's like, darn it.
Oh, I think you did something like that too, didn't you, Suzanne? Oh, I'm trying to remember what you said. You send a text and it's like, okay, do you want to do this?
Oh, I said tomorrow
or Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow or Thursday. And tomorrow was Thursday.
Yeah. I'm just like,
okay. Again, well, if my phone didn't tell me what day it was or what time it was, I would have no clue.
I woke up and I was like, I think I saw my phone or something. I'm like, whoa, it's Friday. Yeah. Okay. It's a Friday.
And then it's like, am I supposed to do something today?
Yeah. Oh, radio.
Hopefully you have an alert. We're going, I wonder where Suzanne went.
This has been my new friend. Hey, Google, set an alarm for 10 minutes. And then I get the, you've got it.
Your alarm set for 6:12 p.m.
See? And I have to do that, or I will get up and walk away and forget completely what it was I was supposed to do next. And So,
you know, I think, you know, one of the fun things too is to turn off the TV and turn off the news. And
oh yeah. You know, yeah. Don't even watch it.
No, that's one of the ways to help keep that vibration.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you think about that because, you know, when this really first started exploding, this event on the planet that we're living in right now, you know, I mean, it was so much fear and so much like, you know, trying to get updates and, you know, what country's doing better, what country's doing worse, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that from that perspective, like what Phil was describing and the collective was describing, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, you do need to unplug and you need to have your own reality and not let others dictate to you what your reality is.
Exactly. That's what I was starting to say. It's like, that's what helps you make that bubble. You know, it's like, not my world. You're controlling what you're putting in.
You're
bubble.
Yeah, you're choosing what you focus on. Mm-hmm. I do have to say, Joanne says it is Saturday, but now
she's in New Zealand.
Don't confuse us, Joanne.
Those Aussies and Kiwis, they throw us off every time, don't they?
Yes, yeah, I'm surprised Judy didn't jump in here from Australia and do the same thing. Or if she did, I didn't see it yet. But
I think we have to say hello to our great friend, John McLucky. He said he's going to be watching.
He will be, And you guys all know him from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Here live. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, wonderful. Absolutely. So now we're all time warped. Have you guys been sleeping good? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dreams?
I've been sleeping good for up to like, usually I've been waking up about 4, 5, somewhere in there. And then it's like, I don't really go back to sleep, but I have really good sleep before that. And then it's like, just, so it's enough. I mean, I just stay in bed and it's, you know, I'm there, but it's enough. And I don't ever feel deprived.
That's awesome.
How have you been sleeping, Tracy?
I've done some of that. And then lately, this last week or so, I don't know, I've been hearing about the Schumann resonance spiking as well. And sometimes when that happens, I just want to curl up like a little baby under a blanket and just call it a week. And that's kind of been this last week. I've just like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed and I'm so curled up. And but I still end up waking up way before my alarm goes off. And I will eventually get up, and it's usually before the alarm even still goes off. So, but sleep-wise, I've been doing really good. I've been sleeping, and I've been having lots of dreams. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that as far as all that goes, I've been doing pretty good, but same kind of thing. It's a weird pattern of waking up earlier exactly. than I normally would and then not being able to go back to sleep. So yeah.
How
you then I have some East Coast people that I'm in a group chat with that they get started say 6 a.m. my time frame.
Well, you West Coasters, you know, you all sleep in.
Yeah, we do. Past six, anyway. Yeah.
Well, it seems like sleeping in to us. Anybody after that? Are you sleeping good, Suzanne?
Yeah, pretty much. I have an X reason not to sleep. Our dog, who had surgery, has been needing to get up in the night to walk a little bit and stretch her leg. So I sleep really good. She gets up and needs to move a little bit, go outside, and then I don't fall right back asleep. So I've been using that time to do some meditation. Mm-hmm. And I had one night where I think she was up at like 2:30 in the morning, and man, I was wide awake. And so I started doing meditation, and I think I meditated. I don't think I've ever done this in my life before. I think I meditated for like 4 hours. Wow. And it was just like one type of really wild experience, and then it would switch to, you know, different. And I woke up. I think I was kind of going in and out, but I was mostly present. But when I finally got out of bed, man, I felt like I had slept 100 hours. I felt so good.
Wow.
Until about 2 in the afternoon. Then I'm like, but yeah, so I've been up almost every night because of her. Mm-hmm. And then probably, well, it makes more sense now, meditating more, because I don't want to get up and do things. I want to try to sleep. And so, you know, more meditation is never a bad thing.
Never.
No. I get cozy in mine too. It's hard to come out.
I was just thinking, you know, and I don't know if I'm trying to think if we've talked about this before, so hopefully it's okay to talk about and ask.
Which, that made me nervous. What about you, Suzanne?
I just flip my screen down if it, like,
I gotta go.
Oh, sorry, disconnect. Well, you were having experiences there for a while with lights and things like that and in different places, and I was wondering if you've had any more of those experiences, because you haven't texted me any for a while, so...
Are you speaking to?
To you, Suzanne.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I had those.
Yeah, I've had some really interesting experience. I had, well, the one that comes to mind, I know I told you about it, Julia, was I was asleep, but I woke up on my tummy and had sleep paralysis, which I hadn't experienced for probably a couple of decades. That got me really nervous, but at the same time, there was a being beside me who was saying, "We're going to work on you and you're going to be okay." But I was still doing the freak out because I couldn't even open my eyes. I couldn't move. And, you know, in my head, I'm trying to move and I can't. And all of a sudden on my spine, I feel this like a sewing machine on my spine, you know, just an area about that big. And then I just fell sound asleep. I don't remember anything. So that was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I know you said lights, and I know there's something, and I just can't pull it out. Do you remember me saying what?
Yeah, I think you were in a hotel or something. You and your husband were on a trip.
That was after a Kaya session.
Oh, that, yeah, you were listening to it. That's right.
Yeah. So. Probably most of the audience knows Kaya, who helps in the classes. And this is way before that. He was just my client.
Just
we weren't, you know, buds yet. But I had just given him a session, and then my husband and I took off and went on vacation. We were in Durango, Colorado, and Kaya's session had a lot to do with Arcturus, and I'd heard of that, but I hadn't really, you know, delve deep into that yet. And he was, you know, in the session, he's saying, you know, you are on Arcturus and we're teachers. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, why not? Sure. And he's talking about orange, you know, everything's so orange there. And I'm like, okay, cool. And so my husband and I had this really interesting evening. My husband is not so into this stuff.
Like how she looked over her shoulder.
I'm like, can you hear me through the door? He's an engineer. Very enlightened, but not into what I do.
But isn't it great? He paired himself with you.
Oh yeah. We totally ground each other and we totally drive each other. Like, what? You know, we have fun with our perspectives. But anyways, it started that night at dinner. We're just, you know, we're in Durango, we're on vacation and we went to the strip center, a restaurant, had good reviews and the waiter was just so happy to be him. And so happy that we were there. And I love people who are geeks. I'm that, you know, so I recognize geekdom and I'm like, I love that you love what you do. And my dinner's so much better because of it. And I'm just like, I'm just in love soup, you know, through this dinner. My husband's like, what, you know, and we leave and we go back to our hotel. Now we're staying in this historic hotel in downtown Durango. So historic. Okay, Louis L'Amour used to stay in the room below ours and write his novels because he could hear the conversations from the saloon that was below him. Okay, so we're in this corner room, historic old hotel in the Wild West. And my husband goes to bed early, which is weird, not like it. And I can't sleep. So I just, literally the last session I had done was Kaya's. And I'm like, oh, that was a cool session. You know, maybe I'll put my earbuds in and I'll just listen to that and try to drift off to sleep. And I drift off to sleep and I wake up and I kind of look with one eye because the whole room is orange. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Like, why would there be bright light in the room? And my head says, my left brain says, oh, it's the street light. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. It's the street light. And, you know, and I'm kind of drifting in and out of Kaya's session in my ear and, you know, saying these things. And I'm like, you know, it's probably not a street light. It's probably somebody's headlight. It's their headlight. That's it. Because the whole room is orange. I wish I would have gotten up because I get up in the morning and I'm like, that was weird. And I'm like, wait, hold on. We're on the third floor of this hotel. That couldn't have been a car's headlight. And I walk over to the window. I look down. I'm like, nope. The street light is two stories down. It wasn't that. And so, you know, it's just, you know, did I go somewhere? Was there a shift there? Oh my gosh, I wish I would have gotten up and looked. You know, I love that. You know, I'm so, when I lay down, I'm like, bring it on. You know, I'm ready. You know, take me out of this body. Let it rest. Let's go travel.
Well, it's like what you said your attitude is when you go into the sessions. Wonder where we're going to go today. Let's see what we do. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. I mean, let's, what adventure are we going to have now?
Well, you know, I think everybody could unravel. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I think every one of us had, you know, if we're into this work or if we're not, we all, when you talk to people and you say, has anything happened in your life that was kind of odd or that you can't totally understand, everybody will go, oh my gosh, yes. You know, when I was little, I saw this, or, you know, I had this dream that felt so real. And, you know, so I think that's something that is being more validated with this new way of thinking and understanding. And I think that's exciting because that helps us understand that we're so much more than maybe what we've given ourselves credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're kind of coming around full circle as far as I was just thinking and the fact that we're quieter right now. We're at home. We're in different situations. We're not on the hustle bustle. It gives us, it kind of slows things down a little bit and allows us to explore these things more. I mean, we may actually, you know, when we're so busy and the head's going crazy,
yes,
it's happening, but we're not, you know, it's like, oh, whatever, you know, we're just gone and stuff.
We did that at the same time where the head's clear.
I didn't get in the memo.
Oh, well, come on.
I'm a little late to the party, but there it is.
I think that's exactly it. So, and so I love it because, you know, the agenda was one thing, but they're getting the opposite effect.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Yes, that just tied it all up perfectly. Yeah, I think, yes, you know, and maybe for them, you know, I don't know what they're learning from it, but yes, I mean, everything's having the opposite effect. Like everybody's gaining their power and they're...
The sour people aren't winning.
Sour colored. Now I might see them. You're a
sour colored people aren't gonna win this one.
Well, only reason they, if they are thinking that it's working, is because they're watching the media that they're putting out. It's like they're watching their own stuff.
Yeah, it's all kind of like an interesting sitcom, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
Who the heck could have made this stuff up?
We did it. We did this, guys. Aren't we great?
We did this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all co-authors in that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Co-creators.
Only imagine what's up around the bend.
Is everybody else really enjoying that little bright light over Suzanne's head?
Uh-huh. That what?
Got this little beam.
Little light that comes out of your head.
Into your head there.
I'm getting my downloads.
There you go.
And that's what it looks like, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love it. Oh, my goodness. Well, Suzanne, how can people find you if they want to reach out to you?
My QHHT website is SuzanneSpoonerQHHT.com. That's really good. You can search for me on YouTube. I've got a lot of really cool session segments that I put up from my beautiful clients that allow me to share portions or all of their sessions. There's some really good ones, especially recently. So that would be... That would probably be the best two ways to reach me. I will say that for Phil and Ella, if I could give their website out, that's just a great deep dive for those that are interested. So it's Angel's Perspective, but think of Angel's Perspective, but turn it around like Angle, L-E, not E-L, A-N-G. leperspective.com.
Okay.
And that's because the collective gave them the name of the website, and to them they pronounce Angels Angles. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. So anglesperspective.com.
So it's angles plural?
Yes, plural.
Okay. Oh,
that's my mistake. Okay.
Okay, Angle's Perspective.
I'm glad you're
If you guys are friends with me on Facebook, or if you're in the DC group, I put a link to their blog right to the website.
Okay. I just posted it in the Metaphysical Hour on BBS radio site, and then I'll put it also in the Dolores Cannon chat that's going on there as well. So if you're over there, I'll put it there as well.
Super.
So. That's why we love Tracy.
That is such wonderful information.
I'm over here being techie. So,
this is why this is why I keep her around.
Why she's busy typing. Say it now. She can't think and chew gum.
She can keep track of all this technical stuff, you know, and chat rooms and all these things going on. I'm doing good to sit here and be able to keep my train of thought
keep
going.
Conversation. So,
because otherwise it's like, what day, what, I don't remember what. So yeah. Anyway, but this has been wonderful. And that information is amazing. That is so enlightening.
That was a fun
one. It really is. Yeah. It's, you know, oh my gosh, their sessions are mind blowing. And there's quite a few that they don't put up that are just like, blow your mind more. but they, you know, I really respect them. They put up what they think is going to be most interesting, most helpful to those that are reading it. And I deeply respect that they want their anonymity. But yet they're so willing to share this amazing journey that they go to in these sessions. And who would have thought, you know, I'll tell you this just real quick. Then we know, but we visited Charlie, the scientist, through so many sessions that, you know, we just would go, he just naturally goes there, and we check in with Charlie first and we go to the collective. But one of the, maybe it's the third time that we had gone there, and I'm connecting with Charlie and asking how he's doing. And I said, do you remember me? Do you know, like, what's it like for you to talk to me? Yeah. And he goes, I was just thinking about you. I was wondering what you were doing, Suzanne. And, you know, he was, you're like a voice in my head. And, you know, he's told us before that he has a wife and a child on Kylops, his home planet. And one day I said to him, you know, have you told your wife about us on Earth in the past that you're talking to? And he's like, yeah, she doesn't really quite get it. But my son thinks it's so cool.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Very. I mean, look at these connections you're making in these sessions and the infinite possibilities that can occur. And who wouldn't want to do this? I mean,
absolutely. Right. I mean, look how your world just expanded. I mean,
oh yeah, and it's one client.
Yeah.
Right now, multiply that by a couple thousand.
Right.
And that's the thing, is through these sessions, because we are able to go to so many different places and dimensions and all kinds of alternate realities and whatever, it shows, that's where we know you got to buy this. You know, it's like, it shows all the different possibilities and probabilities, and, you know, everything is happening, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we created it.
Yes. Yes.
It goes back to that.
It all has purpose. It's wonderful. Okay. Oh, my clock says 8:22. Does that seem like a good number to stop on?
That's a good number. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So give out your website again really quick, Suzanne.
Suzanne Spooner. Sorry. Good question, Julia. Suzanne Spooner, QHHT.com.
Okay. And then also you have a wonderful YouTube channel.
I do. If you just search Suzanne Spooner, QHHT, it'll all come up. I actually have two, an older and one that I've used for a while now, but you'll find the clips on there.
Great. And then Tracy, cool. How can everybody find you?
TracyMahan.com, and I'm over on Facebook, and Suzanne, you're on Facebook too, so find that. We're over on Facebook, YouTube.
If you can find one of us, you'll find the other.
You'll find us all. Yeah, we're a big happy family.
Like we're a family or something. We're kind of a soul group. Huh?
And Julia, if somebody wants to become a practitioner or take a class or get a session, where would they go?
They would go to QHHTofficial.com, and then just go in there. You'll see right on the front page, you'll see links that start, you know, telling you where to purchase and everything. If you want to do that, you get all kinds of information on it. If you're still wanting more information,
just
check it all out. Yeah.
Come join the family.
Yeah, exactly. We'd love to have you. Okay. Do you remember, what was that movie? Oh, Poltergeist. Okay, great. That's the
movie. That is not the movie I thought she was going to.
Do you remember when they brought they brought the medium in to help, you know, like the little girl got stuck in the dimension, and they brought her. Anyway, she's talking to the spirit. She's telling them to go to the light, you know, so that, not the little girl. Do you remember that? Anyway, she's saying, all are welcome, all are welcome. Well, that's what came to my mind. It was like, all are welcome.
I'm going to give you an A+ on that one. I didn't know how in the world you were tying that one in.
Not really sure it should have been, but
all are welcome. Come to the light. That's the humor that they have. Really? That's what you want me to say? Is that?
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Love you.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, but yes, QHHTofficial.com. Please don't let that last few minutes hurt you. Okay. I love you all. Thank you, Suzanne, for being
here. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Tracy.
So much fun. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. And thank you, Tracy, for always, always making sure these things happen.
Line this up.
Really, really, Suzanne. I probably wouldn't have done a show for the last year if it wasn't for Tracy.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome.
She's making it happen.
How many text messages could you delete if you deleted, are we doing a show?
So anyway, good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week. Love you.